Our latest small studio van features the high-energy sound of the group Pavel and Direct Contact. This Latin jazz ensemble is led by pianist Pavel Polanco Sofedit and backed by an outstanding band of musicians. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer talks with Pavel about his passion for music when it comes to performing, recording, and teaching.
He goes by one name, but his list of accomplishments is long. Pavel was born and raised in the Dominican Republic, where he learned to play the piano and then educate others on it before he was a teenager. His love of teaching continues as director of jazz studies at Earlham College in Richmond, Indiana. He produces records, performs locally and internationally, and returns each year to the Dominican Republic to host his own music festival that helps young people achieve their musical dreams.
And that festival is called Music Ed Fest. It's like Music Education Fest, which a bunch of professionals are on the stage at different times, and we bring all the students from different parts of the country, you know, and all the stuff. So they come and they learn not only music, but they learn how they can get connected and open their imaginations. We get them hooked up with all the universities. I brought one here.
What is it about that just means so much to you?
I was one of those kids growing up. I was 12, playing music, 13. I used to go to a church. A missionary used to teach me piano. My parents didn't have a piano. I mean, they were like, in my town at that point, there were like about two pianos. One was at the church, and one was at somebody rich house somewhere. So the church was always busy. So, you know, I was one of those kids that had to go at 3 o'clock in the morning to be able to practice until 7. So I go to school every day, 7 days a week. So, you know, I hear the stories of the kids, and I'm one of them. I was one of them. It's good to give back as much as we can.
Pavel gives back as a member of the Indianapolis Jazz Foundation and is known for inviting musicians of all genres to perform with his band, Direct Contact.
How much influence do you get from the musicians that you gather around?
They're great. Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so lucky, you know, that I'm part of this group. Everybody's different, right? We got people, we're multicultural, you know. We got people from Minneapolis. We got people from Indiana, you know, and then different races, you know. We have somebody from, I'm from the Dominican Republic. We have Puerto Ricans. We have Panamanians in there. Everybody brings something different. Some people are from classical background. They got into this. Some people are super jazz. You know, some people are more like funk. You know, and for them to learn this music and to, you know, and to be part of this collaboration and this mix, you hear it. They don't even talk about it, but you hear it. You feel it. You know, it's just, it's alive.
What is on the horizon for you when it comes to music and performance here in Indiana and around where we can see you? What are you working on some new projects, some new music scores, things like that?
Yes, we work with Airborne Studios. So we throw like about maybe 3 CDs a year. So that's an ongoing thing. I think what I'm looking forward to the most and is to connect more people through music and what we do. You know, I think that's one of the reasons that I'm on this earth. I want to make people feel happy through whatever we do. So.
I think you do a good job of that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
You can hear more of Jill's conversation and see Pavel and Direct Contact perform. That's at our website, wfyi.org/smallstudio.